This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Perhaps you heard the sound of these snow blowers across a big swath of the U.S. For the rest of us, it's like living in a land of ice. Hey, Kate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here at the helm of what is a giant ice cutter machine. And that's what I felt like today when I went out to the mailbox and it was frozen shut. Never in my life have I had a mailbox that was completely frozen, but it absolutely was. So I'm right there with you. I was one of the cities that got hit hard by the brutal winter storm. It hit so many different areas. Dallas certainly was one of them. In Texas, in St. Louis, Little Rock, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Boston. I mean, you get the idea. And when you get the ice, it's a little bit different than snow accumulation. There was snow in my backyard. It was wonderful to see those giant flakes in an area where you don't normally get that much snow. But it was, to me, the ice that follows that becomes so deadly, and especially when it comes to the second day. So a lot of us will be falling into that second day of wintry conditions and trying to avoid getting in a wreck, because that's what it's like if you have to be on the roads. And that's millions of us in that situation. Crazy, because we were definitely warned about the storm. That's the good news. The winter storm that just crushed us on Thursday, where power companies in so many areas struggling to keep pace with that freezing rain and snow because tree limbs just cracked. And power lines were encrusted with the thick ice. Thousands of flights also canceled as a result of that. And because of it, you then also get the second day. And the second day is often where you get more of those wrecks and more people that find themselves with hardly any visibility sometimes, too, as well. So this massive winter storm hit on Thursday night for the Northeast. The weather system canceled thousands of flights. Like I said, there was a deadly tornado even in Alabama. They're talking about in the Northeast, from Maine to portions of western Pennsylvania, a foot or more of snow could fall. So this is boom, boom, 2 days in a row, not 2 days, 2 weekends in a row where we're dealing with this. The heaviest snow, 2 inches an hour overnight and into Friday morning. So that's happening for a lot of people as I speak. 5,000 flights, in fact, were canceled on Thursday. 250,000 customers in Texas, Arkansas, Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Tennessee all lost power. I always go to poweroutage.us, and I'm amazed at what I find. And it was crazy in some areas. A snow, slow moving storm, just depending on where. The snow's good, the ice not so good, right? I mean, look, Oklahoma City, you're listening to us there in that great, wonderful area. You broke your snowfall record on Wednesday with 3 inches of snow, right? And then it just got worse. And, of course, states of emergency were declared all over the place. And it's that deadly duel of the 1-2 punch that I think so many of us hate. I like the white stuff, but I don't like when there's ice buried around it and on top of it. All right, the other things that we're going to get to this hour include Howard Michael Gould. He's on this show with a Charlie Waldo novel called Last Looks, and he is such a cool guy. He wrote this novel, turned it into a screenplay, and now it's coming out. It's a motion picture with some really big stars in it. that comes out this weekend. You can catch it in select theaters, but you can certainly catch it when you're wrapped up in your blankets and you click a little button or two. So we're going to let you hear what that sounds like because the trailer is out for that, and also that great conversation with Howard about the characters, about what it was like being on the set with some pretty big Hollywood folks. And, you know, he's a screenwriter and has written many things, plays, etc. But to actually have your novel, to dive into that and then have that turned into your screenplay that then becomes a picture, has to be something really, really unique and something many of us will never experience. So it's interesting to hear what he has to say. Besides that, the world is just holding its breath on what's happening in the Ukraine. No news on that front other than the U.S. saying that there's a Russian plot to stage an attack under a pretext for the Ukrainian invasion. So what does that mean? Apparently, one of the things that has been discussed is Moscow is considering filming a fake attack against Russian territory or Russian-speaking people by Ukrainian forces. Then they can say, well, this is why we invaded. We'll show you. And the Biden administration warned that the resulting propaganda footage could include graphic scenes of a staged false explosion with corpses. Russia has already recruited the people who would be involved in this fabricated attack video. It's like Wag the Dog. And Russian intelligence is intimately involved in the effort, apparently. That's according to somebody in the Biden administration. I was reading that earlier in the day. And what the big quote is from Defense Department Press Secretary John Kirby is, we believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video, which would include corpses and actors that would be depicting mourners and images of destroyed locations, as well as military equipment at the hands of the Ukraine or the West, even to the point where some of this equipment would be made to look like it was Western supplied. So that is right out of the playbook, according to Kirby, of Russian disinformation. So he said it was important upon learning of the plan to just call it out, to let it out there so everybody realizes that can hear what's coming out of the United States, that this is false. And when asked about the level of confidence Washington has on the information, Ned Price, a State Department spokesperson, said, this is derived from intelligence of which we have confidence, otherwise we would not be making it public in the way that we are. So how about that? That they're using filmmaking of a different sort to try and get people to see it and believe that Russia had no choice because they were being led to believe that this, I mean, that that's real, that they're, that Russia was attacking them and it's false. And wow, the British government even alleged Russia was organizing a scheme to destabilize the Ukraine and install a Russian-friendly government. None of the allegations have been accompanied by a release of any kind of underlying evidence, however, of that. And the Kremlin dismissed the latest U.S. allegation, saying that this isn't the first time materials about Russia's invasion of the Ukraine have been published in the United States. What is that about truth and fiction and all of that in between? All right, odds and ends. What else has happened that you have missed, perhaps when you were under the covers?
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
All right, so we look at what's on tap in odds and ends. And here's a couple of things that have been happening. We've been talking about many countries easing restrictions. Sweden puts their name on the list. So on Thursday, they joined other European nations saying they're going to remove coronavirus restrictions. The prime minister said, it's time we open Sweden again. Among the measures and recommendations that are going to be lifted there, they're going to allow people to return to restaurants with zero limitations on how many people can be there, how much space there should be, or even opening hours. So requirements for vaccine certificates and wearing face masks on public transportation, also done, over with, that's it. Denmark, remember, also did that earlier in the week. They scrapped most of those restrictions too. Norway, the same thing. So I'm not surprised about Sweden. The pandemic isn't over, but it's entered a totally new phase. That's at least what the Prime Minister Andersson had to say. So as far as she was concerned for Sweden, this is where we are at. High vaccination rates make the situations, she says, much more hopeful. 80% of all Swedes over the age of 50 have now received three vaccine doses. So because of that, they believed, and because of what they were seeing with neighbors, that this was the right thing to do. Meanwhile, there are still many other corners of the world where that's not happening at this point. But it's not surprising, I think, when you look at what the World Health Organization had to say, right? They're saying that, listen, you look at what's happening with this pandemic, and we've got a period of tranquility and even enduring peace. I like those words, peace and tranquility, in relationship to the war on coronavirus, with those growing numbers of countries that are lifting almost all COVID curbs. So the WHO European director said a ceasefire could bring an enduring peace with this high vax rate and milder Omicron variant and the end of winter in sight. So I think there's more than cautious optimism in these scenarios in some of these spots, like Sweden, like I mentioned, and what they're doing. And also, then when you look at the map in general, what we've already seen, you know, England, Ireland, France, they loosened some restrictions, and they had a lot of them in place. New Zealand, which was considered to be some of the toughest restrictions, they eased a lot of their border restrictions, but they're not fully reopened. They're not 100% reopened at this point. The hotel quarantine requirement for New Zealanders stranded overseas lifted. So it's changing, people. We're seeing it. That's the good news. I mean, that's the best news that I can think of anyway, because in this war, and it is a war against this SOB of a virus, we've been talking about what's next, what's in the horizon, where over the horizon, where are we headed with this? And I like playing Wordle, but we don't like being isolated playing Wordle and constantly feeling as though we are in the bubble that we can step out of or we can't step out of, or we're not really sure what the restrictions are going to be. Well, in many cases, that unsure feeling you have is now moving in a much different direction, I guess. That's the best way to put that. All right, we talked about the major storm because, to me, that was the biggest thing, and certainly when you look at what's on tap. But a couple of other things, especially the Olympics. And, you know, we have a man cave in our next hour, but a few things worth noting as I have been watching some of this in between what I'm doing. And I guess one of the biggest things is opening ceremonies are on Friday. For most of us, that would be very early in the morning, and of course that's going to be rebroadcast. And usually the pageantry and the feeling of the being united is so big with the Olympics. That idea of sports transcends everything else that separates us. The one definite elephant in the room would be China. And of course, what is happening in China? And how has NBC addressed, because they're the network of note in the U.S. covering the Olympics, how have they addressed the situation with China? And it's interesting, they're not ignoring it. They're talking about it. They're talking about what the world sees as what's happening in China, and even have a couple of experts that they go to, that they started going to discuss the things that are of massive concern when it comes to human rights violations and some of the allegations, and then what it looks like, and even a little bit deeper than that. Because, you know, that's the first thing I thought is, how do you deal with this? How can you just ignore this when you're broadcasting from this company? And this is the Olympics, but there are people that thought the Olympics, we shouldn't even go because of what's happening in China, that we should just completely ditch the Olympics. And there are probably plenty of people that won't be watching because of it, and I guess others that might not even think about it from that perspective. But they had to do it, and I think they had to do it, and I think it was a smart thing that they've done in putting experts in China and politics and where we are in history. I think it was smart to address that. And if they're going to keep doing that throughout the Olympics, it's interesting. I guess the plug will not be pulled on NBC, because that's the first thing I thought is, so they're in the country, and certainly this is a country that's keeping their eye wide open and on whatever coverage is coming out. And I was surprised, thinking, I wonder if they would try to, again, pull the plug on what NBC is presenting. But I think they want the Olympics to be seen as this great, wonderful thing, that this is the first time you had the country having the summer games and then having the winter games and just move on from that? And will that actually be the way it is portrayed? And that's definitely what I believe they really want it to seem like. So hitting it on the head in what's on tap and moving forward and saying, oh, we're going to talk more about human rights violations are that are happening in China and the perspective of the world and what needs to be brought up and being unearthed right in the middle of the broadcast, right in the middle of the country that is holding the Olympics, I think is a very, very smart thing. What's on tap for Meta? The value has tanked big time. Meta Platforms, known as Facebook formerly, just had its worst trading day in history as a public company. The company's shares closed down more than 26%. Whoa, that's rocky. Shaving off $240 billion from its market value after a rough earnings report, that's what tanked it. Worse than expected profit decline during the final 3 months of last year. The eye-popping drop, and I would say it is eye-popping, in value is a reminder of just how massive Meta is, its own universe. Meta's market cap has now declined by an amount that is greater than the total valuation of most public companies, right? That's the first thing I thought when I saw the number. This is so different. I mean, you look at Mark Zuckerberg, he owned more than 398 million Meta shares, or 14.2% of the company's total outstanding shares. So as that plummets, the value of his stake in the company drops by $30 billion. But that's a drop in the bucket overall when you look at his portfolio and his chunk of the company that he created. But in most companies, that would not be, that wouldn't even be an issue, right? Because it wouldn't be possible. Tesla, what's on tap for them in odds and ends? They had to recall 817,000 vehicles over seatbelt reminders that they've had an alert in the seatbelt reminder alert thing because an audible alert may not activate when a car starts and the driver hasn't buckled the seatbelt. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, easy for me to get out, said that the Model S and the X and the 3 and the Y failed to comply, and these are 21-22, with the Federal Motor Vehicle Standard, so they're being recalled.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A tornado in Hale County, Alabama has destroyed many homes, killed at least one person, and three are critically injured. Gloria Doss and her family own several homes and properties there.
I was very terrified. I was actually in the doctor's office and had to leave. I was very terrified.
The winter storm that's moving across the country brought snow and ice and power outages from Dallas to Little Rock. President Biden is claiming success after a counterterrorism operation which was carried out in northwest Syria killed a top leader in the Islamic State.
Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
The president said the choice was made to send in special forces.
We made this choice to minimize civilian casualties.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden visiting a city that's still mourning the deaths of two police officers. He said that the federal government will do more to help fight gun violence. He added, the plan is a team effort to work more closely with communities and the police department. So far this year, six police officers in New York City have been shot.
It's enough. Enough is enough because we know we can do things about this, but for the resistance we're getting from some sectors of the government and the Congress and the state legislatures and the organizational structures out there.
Biden was visiting NYPD headquarters along with the U.S. Attorney General. He visited a school that's working with community programs to reduce violence. Much of the federal plan is working at expanding efforts that are already underway, including a major crackdown on gun trafficking between states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Supply chain woes, we've talked about a lot. We've had all kinds of experts on. Bottom line is you're getting slammed when you go to the grocery store and you look at some of what things cost, if you can even find them, by the way, and you're saying, wait a second. And we knew this. We knew this was coming, and we knew this was going to be passed on, right? I kind of just tiptoed into a little bit of what consumer goods are costing and then measured it against several indexes. And especially, you know, we talk a lot about oil. Oil top $90 a barrel. It's been a while since I've said that. In fact, it's over 90 for the first time since 2014. I knew it had been a while, but I didn't realize it. And that's the demand for petroleum products has surged while the supply is constrained. I just talked to a commodities analyst the other day, and we were talking about this, looking at the trends, and what does that mean at the pump? That means you're going to pay more, right? Especially for our friends in California. I love California. I lived in California, and it was always more. Right. I said every time I cross over the border and went through Vegas or someplace else, I'd be astonished at how much cheaper gas was. And now you can really, really say that. So OPEC and its oil producing allies, a group that's called OPEC Plus, has decided to stick to a previously announced schedule and increase March production by 400,000 barrels a day. Now, that move happens because of the pressure, right, including from the U.S., to boost output to try to alleviate the rapid appreciation in oil prices. So this is something we know that we measure that affects all of us. This is what the show is about, what's happening in my backyard and yours that make us go, ugh, or make us go, yeah, this is definitely a, For now, it's a, when you, like I said, when you pull up and fill up, and it's like food prices, sky high. I've been talking about this for a while, and sky high means, you know, you go into the store, you have kind of an expectation, hopefully you have some sort of a list, because that's always disastrous, by the way, for all kinds of things. When you go into a store, it's like going into a store hungry. You go into the store and you're just like a wild person. You're in search, you're hunting and gathering, and then you have no idea what you missed and what you shouldn't have gotten and what you didn't need. So looking at inflation and how that's been across the globe and all of that, that's stretched household budgets, rather. So if you track this, that is certainly bad news, especially for those on a tight budget. Sugar is the only commodity that eased during the month. Costs for meat, grain, dairy, vegetable oil, of course, rose. The surging energy prices that I mentioned, that affects it because that affects all kinds of things. So, yes, we have seen a big uptick. What was it, almost 7%? 7% whole food prices climbing toward a record high. So it's kind of good to have a plan now. If you've never had a plan, have a plan now or plan to fail, because you will fail when you suddenly get up to the front of the line and you realize, wow, I only got 10 things. What are we talking about here? Now, for companies who were buying ads for the Super Bowl, I don't think they were concerned about price. They know a lot of eyeballs will be on the Super Bowl, even if these two teams aren't the glam teams that would probably draw higher ratings, although I could argue that. But I am somebody in the game, and I get it. So to me, seeing the Bengals and the Rams and what those quarterbacks mean to those teams and the history of those teams and everything else in between that I could dig out with every single angle to wow you with, I get it. But NBC Universal sold out Super Bowl ad inventory, hitting $7 million for some of the spots. Wow. They didn't offer an overall average rate per 30 seconds, right? So it's actually pushed rates up more than 20% over the last time NBC had the game in 2018. Only a handful of pregame ad slots are even available, which they're being snapped up. They have a list. So after a year of partly filled stadiums and that kind of tentativeness of COVID ahead of the vaccine rollouts, the climate for last year's game was different than this year's, which will be held on February 13th. CBS got $5.5 million for 30-second ads in 2021, just like Fox the year before. It's kind of an inexact comparison, however. But these 30-second spots getting $7 million? Wow, NBC Universal has to love that. And, of course, ratings for the NFL have surged in the playoffs with these incredible games. So more than 30 advertisers have a presence on the game for the first time, representing 40% of the total. A number of movie studios have bought in. Categories like tech and insurance have taken their place with the beer, the cars, the snack food as major categories. Travel has bounced back. Health and wellness. So that's how they hit this huge record. And, of course, multiple platform consumption. I mean, that's the world we live in. How are you consuming the content, the game, in a lot of different areas? So it's more attractive, I guess, to advertisers because they can reach people of all demographics in many, many different ways on different levels. So that is really big. We'll see if the ratings live up to that. All right, so speaking of rollouts and ratings and all that stuff in between, I mentioned at the top of the show, Last Looks is coming out. Howard Michael Gould's book-turned-screenplay that he wrote, and we're going to have a conversation with him coming up in our next segment. But the trailer's out, and I wanted you to hear what this I thought it was a fabulous book because I read it cover to cover. What this movie sounds like, because I think it's a home run, so take a listen.
And that's why I'm going to direct this verdict and find this here defendant guilty.
God! Alistair, that was terrific.
Terrific? Bloody genius. You're not going to top that one. Wouldn't be the first time I've had the clap.
Marina.
It goes to me, Waldo.
I ghosted with everybody.
Look, I'm here on business. Alistair Pinch, the actor.
Killed his wife.
You.
Maybe he killed her, maybe he didn't. I don't think he even knows. The guy's a blackout drunk.
Deplore drinking alone, so I have a double.
The network's got a lot riding on him.
Mr. Waldo!
They're looking to hire a PI.
I'm retired.
Come on, let me bring you back into the real world.
What would I even do with the money?
Where's all your stuff?
Cut myself down to 100 things.
And you kept that hat?
What say you, detective? Will you return to your mountain and leave me to the fates? Will you stick around long enough to see the police maybe get it right this time?
Daddy!
Princess, where did you come from? Welcome to kindergartens of the rich and famous.
Death must have shocked the hell out of this place, huh?
Come meet me tonight. We can talk then. Do you trust me?
Why should I trust you? Is there anything you're not remembering, Alistair?
I have gotten married, fathered children, and taken out mortgages and not remembered.
You do realize that everyone is sure you did this.
Killer, Venom Perfect!
Officer, they're going to arrest you. Go put some clothes on.
Don't be silly, love. The network will adore me in this wardrobe. Anyway, if it's good enough for Wacko Jacko, it's good enough for me.
Can't you tell when a girl just wants to have a drink with you?
Buckle up. Okay, look. I'm a pacifist, and I refuse to get involved.
Have you had enough?
I've had enough.
Yeah, so I'm going to set this up for you. So LAPD's top detective, Charlie Waldo, which we'll talk about with Howard, like I said, in our last segment here of this hour, dropped out of society, boom, living in that tiny hilltop cabin, which you heard there above the city, and possesses only 100 things. Could you live with just 100 things? I was thinking about that today. What 100 things would I have to have? And would I include, because, of course, I have a wonderful dog, Guinness. Would I include all Guinness's things? I mean, he has like 3 squirrels. Not live squirrels, but, you know, the fake kind of squirrels, the stuffed squirrels. And a bunch of other things he would come with. Would they count? So the idea, he's minimizing his carbon footprint. He rides a bike and he has, I think, this lovable look about him, this scruffy beard, etc. And then he suddenly is asked to help on a murder investigation, a high-profile murder investigation. I don't want to spoil it all because Howard will roll it out for us, like I said, coming up. But I really, really enjoyed the book that he turned into a screenplay, like I said. And it is entertaining. It is. His imagination is so interesting. It's very, very entertaining. And I think this movie, I think it's got legs. And I hope people find this. So I wanted to make sure we highlighted it. Because you know how I do my movie reviews, and certainly we have talked to many, many people in the business, and I give it a big, giant thumbs up, plus, plus, plus. My convo with Howard next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am so excited to bring back on the show Howard Michael Gould. He has written a series of books, but we're starting with the first book that's now made into a movie called Last Looks, a Charlie Waldo novel. And it's really cool. I'm kind of in trouble because I had a deadline that I blew by because I was reading his dang book. And so as I'm doing this interview, this is radio, but I have the book in my hand, and I did. I sent, it was something I was pitching and they wanted me to send them something, and I sent them, a picture of the book and said, I've got to finish this next chapter. And it's fascinating because it's really about this one-time LAPD superstar who goes into the woods, and can you imagine, he only is going to live with 100 items. Just for like a minute, I want you all to think about that. Could you do the 100 items thing? So we are so thrilled to have Howard back on with us again. Howard, thanks for coming back on.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kate. It's great to see you.
So let's talk about what something you told me off the air about. Well, first of all, let's talk about this movie, because this is your book, and it seems like it's pretty, from what I understand, pretty true to form of what the book is, the screenplay, because you wrote that.
Yes. Yeah, it's basically the same story. You know, little things change and you don't have room for everything that's in the book.
Right. So tell us the story first, I guess.
Well, Charlie Waldo, as you say, was a superstar LAPD detective. Something went very wrong on a case in his past. And out of sort of self-punishment and a devotion never to do any more harm to anyone or anything or the planet or anything, he's gone off to live in the woods as a hermit and as a sort of a pathological environmentalist who's absolutely committed to zero carbon footprint, won't drive a car, rides around on his bike when he has to go anywhere, and as you say, will only own 100 things. And he's living there peacefully for 3 years in true seclusion when his girlfriend shows up and draws him back into a case indirectly, but that's what she's looking to do. And it's the case of a big Hollywood star who is a blackout drunk and belligerent, gets into fights on set and in his personal life, sort of a throwback to the old kind of Richard Burton, Richard Harris, Peter O'Toole days. And he may or may not have, in his locked home, killed his wife. He cannot remember, but everyone's sure he did it. And that's the case that he's pulled into. And in the movie, Charlie Waldo is played by Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy and lots of other things people would know him from. And the belligerent, drunken movie star is played by Mel Gibson, who's fantastic in it. A real nervy choice of his, and I think a nervy choice of the producers, and he's wonderful.
And you talked to me about what Charlie did to prep for this movie. Tell the listeners about that, because I think that's phenomenal. That's method acting.
It is. And, you never know what actor is going to be drawn to something you write, and you never know why. And I think in his soul, Charlie Hunnam had a profound connection to Charlie Waldo and understood him inside and out. And wanted to go that much further. And he actually went off to live on his own for a couple of weeks in the woods for the time right before we came to Atlanta and started work to start shooting. And he showed up in Atlanta with 100 things. So he would come to me on the set and say something like, Howard, I'm not going to try and do his British accent, which is sort of mid-Atlantic, because he lived here most of his life at this point, I think. But I'm thinking I want to go swimming this week, and I'll need some nose plugs and some trunks. Which two things should I get rid of? Like, Charlie, man, I just write this. I don't live like this. You're the guy living like this. So we talked through the things he had and what he needed, but he kept himself to Waldo's rigor.
Wow, that is so cool. And you were there on the set, and so you had conversations with him, with Mel Gibson and the others. What was Mel like?
I actually had a delightful time with him. We were shooting in what used to be Tyler Perry's mansion he built for himself in a section of Atlanta where you can't put the trucks and the trailers. So the normal thing that happens, people don't realize how much downtime there is on sets, right? And they shoot a few takes, and then the actors go to their trailers while they move to another room or they turn the cameras in the other direction. But here there were no trailers, nowhere for them to go, and we were in this mansion. They'd have to ride like 20 minutes each way in a van. So rather than do that, they hung out, and so the only people with nothing to do a lot of the time were Charlie and Mel and me. So I actually had a fair bit of time on those few days with them. And Mel's very serious about his work, very serious about his sobriety, owns what he's been through and gone wrong. And I actually had a very, very good experience working with him.
Yeah. Well, I think this movie is exciting. And as I said, since I can't put down the book, I can only imagine. And for you, is it exciting? Because, listen, you've written plays. You're a screenwriter. You've developed things that have gone to the screen. Is it an exciting moment for you to watch all this happen?
Oh, sure. It would be more exciting if the pandemic weren't gone and we could have a normal premiere and big crowds to see it. That would make it all the better. But I wanted people to see this. I think we made a good movie, and I'm excited that people finally are going to get to see it. And I hope it draws people to the books, too, because the first book has a lot more in it that obviously you're not able to get into the movie. And then the story continues through two more novels.
So now you have three novels. Will you continue Charlie's story?
I will. I'm working on a fourth right now. Yeah.
Wow. You're like the Janet Ivanovich story.
I wish. This is a late career switch in a way, though. I've been mostly working in comedies, and I came to writing mysteries and came to writing fiction much later, you know, not until I was in my 50s. It was just something that I tried. We had this script actually for this movie, and it kept almost getting made and then not. And I loved the story so much I didn't want to let it go that I just, on a flyer, tried it as a book, and it sold right away. So I kept doing that.
Is it fun for you to again, as you said, this is another switch for you. I mean, it's writing, but it's another switch. Is it fun for you to get into the mind of this character and write these books?
Yes, it's very claustrophobic being in Charlie Waldo's mind, being in the mind of somebody who, you know, I guess it's in the new book, right? He has to travel around the country a little bit. So at every turn, he has to decide what is the least damaging to the planet, whether I take a plane, whether I take a bus, how, you know, what's the carbon output per mile. But wait a minute, if the bus is not full, but the plane is, does that make the bus actually more damaging? How far can I actually go on a bike? Just to have to think step by step like him, I find it very exhausting. When the book's finished, I'm glad to be back to being just me.
Nice. And so we know the movie's coming out soon, and we look forward to that, and we'll see.
February 4th.
Yeah, February 4th. So, and pay-per-view, and it'll be on some screens.
Yes, it will be in, I think, 20 cities. And then on demand through your cable system, however you get your TV shows and movies.
Wonderful. Well, don't be a stranger. I want to know everything you're doing, and you can come back on anytime. You're such a delight. Howard Michael Gould. And Last Looks, of course, is the book, is the movie that we're talking about that's coming out too as well. Congratulations, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, Kate. Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
All right. I can't wait to see what happens with the movie. I hope that all of you listening to this settle back in and watch the movie, especially we're in this weather. It's a perfect thing to curl up on the couch with. I know that we'll be doing that this weekend in my house, and I read the book, and I am just sold on this. There's no question about that. It's weird. I was thinking about movies, and I was thinking about music the other day and how big that is in my life and how big that's been in this show, because here we've done this show now for 15 years. I cannot believe it. So if we go back in the time vault of history, so to speak, you know, it was just the other day in 1959, before my time, before I was born, musicians Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, J.P. Richardson, J.P., not Pay, J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, and the pilot, Roger Peterson, were killed in a plane crash. They called that date the day the music died. And to really get a sense of their impact on the music business, talk to somebody who was around in that era. My mother used to talk about seeing Buddy Holly in a very small crowd and what that was like. And Richie Valens and the Big Bopper, they all had pretty big impacts for the short time that they were alive. The music means that we are out of here. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.